First, read the question out loud and then answer it. How might you tell someone you're excited? If it's like joy, excitement, it's probably not something I'm gonna outright say, though I might go like, oh my god, I'm so stoked! If it's a different kind of excited, like horny or aroused, I might be a little bit more shy and telling something more blatantly, but I would probably say, you know, I'm really turned on, I'm horny, or I might just kind of go for the goods. Number two, if you already have the cake and ice cream in the presents, if applicable, what else might you want at a party? What sound effects might be associated with your chosen item? After you had them, what would you do with them to get them ready for the party? What might you give to your selected item? That's a weird question. If you already have the cake and ice cream in the presents, if applicable, what else might you want at a party? What else would I want at a party? People? It'd be kind of boring if it was just cake, ice cream, and presents. I mean, the presents are probably there because people were there, but I would probably associate people with the sound effect of crowds, like that weird background noise that can be generated by a lot of conversations going on at once. I don't think I have a sound effect for that. After you had them, what would you do with them to get them ready for the party? Give them invites so they actually show up to the party? What might you give to your selected item? A drink? A thank you? Those kind of things. Number three, talk about Superman and his relationship to kryptonite. What might it do in relation to his energy? Well, kryptonite is... The phrase, well, that person's kryptonite, that's their Achilles heel, kind of comes in the same kind of range of Superman and kryptonite. Kryptonite is his home planet, and any kind of mineral from that planet is known as kryptonite. And if Superman comes near it while he's on Earth, it fucks him up. It saps him of energy. It just derails him completely. It makes him very human, very less alien. I know Batman keeps it in his back pocket, you know, in case Superman goes fucking apeshit. That's my relation to Superman and his kryptonite. Number four, what do you know about the video game Dig Dug? I have no idea what the fuck that is. It says it'll be interesting to see how many people even remember this game. I've never heard of this game, so I have no idea what that is. Number five, what major physical change happens to a woman when she is pregnant? What is one way a woman might fake being pregnant? I would assume there's a couple physical changes, but probably the biggest, most noticeable one would be her belly expanding as a baby fills up. So that would be something. I mean, her tits can swell too. She can gain weight as well as a side effect of it. But prominently, the biggest physical change would definitely be her belly swelling up. And then a way a woman can fake being pregnant, they could fake morning sickness. They have insertable, like, inflatable things you can put under a shirt to show a belly. Women can actually lactate without being pregnant, and that could be an easy way for them to fake it. Number six, what is the second element of the periodic table, and what's the major use of it? Ah, fuck. I feel so dumb for not knowing the answer to this question. I could Google it, but I'm not going to. So I'm just going to skip that because I don't know what it is and I'm a horrible person. I'm sure it has a very wonderful use. I'm sure it's very important. Number seven, what is the job of cheerleaders? Cheerleaders, it depends. If it's just like at a game and they're on the side court of like a basketball game, or if they're on the sidelines of a football game, their motivation, their job is to be motivating. Whether it's amping up the crowd, really, more so than the actual teams, to me, it seems like. So really, they're just kind of there to amp everybody up. But there's actually cheerleading competitions, and, you know, so there's also actually cheerleaders can compete, and that's their kind of job. They're kind of acrobatic in a way, so they're very gymnastics in a mild level. Number eight, what is Princess Katana's fatality in Mortal Kombat 2? You know, I played that game growing up, and I don't remember it at all. I haven't played it recently or anything like that, so I don't have an answer for that. I'm so sorry. I'm sure if I saw her, I would recognize her, but I don't remember. I'm a horrible nerd. Number 9, what is another word for soda? It depends where you live. I know some people in the North or Midwest or something call it pop, but in the South where I currently live, people say soda or Coke. I very rarely hear pop down here, but people say Coke. Like, referring to a soda, they say Coke. It's interesting. Number 10, who's your favorite of the Rice Krispie Trio? What is it? It's Snap, Crackle, Pop. Probably Crackle, just because it makes that sound when you pour the milk in the cereal. I think I associate that more with the crackle more than I do the Snap, Crackle, Pop. Number 11, convert 1.5 into a fraction of equal value. Hint, 40. What is the significance of this new fraction? I don't like math, so I really hate this question. I'm not gonna get a calculator or really understand this. Fraction of an equal value? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't really want to answer that question. So far, do you see any themes, fetishes, common elements? If so, what are they? Some of these questions might be more related to you, so I don't really know. I feel really thick for not knowing the answer to these questions, so maybe it's kind of a degradation if you don't know what it is. They're kind of weirdly personable. At the same time, they feel like they were plucked off of random tests, and then you're like, oh, I'll just make this one test. Fetishes? With these questions? I definitely have no idea. Maybe a little girl element with kind of like how they're all kind of childish questions. But that's kind of all I can see. All right, and so there's words I'm supposed to say here. There's acceptable, appointment, balloon, belly, bigger, blimp, bloat, blood pressure, blown, boom, breasts, bubble, bulb, burst, bust, chanting, completely, cuffs, Nurse Dana, Nurse Dana, deflate. I'm supposed to mimic a sound of something deflating. Drain, EKG, emotionally, energy. That was an evil laugh. Explode, gas, hooked up, inappropriate, inflate. That was my inflating sound. Jacked up, Nurse Janine, jewelry, Nurse Jody, kaboom, naughty, needle, Nurse Nina, pinch, planning, plant, pop, pregnant, pressure, pumped up. That would be my pumping sound. I mean, it could be something else, like pumping a dick would probably sound different. Psychology, sedative, sexy, Nurse Shannon, sexy, snicker, rhythm, stethoscope, tick tock, tick tock, trap, trick, unacceptable, weaker. Now, do you see any themes, fetishes, coming elements? If so, what are they? I definitely see a huge doctor-nurse theme, as well as maniacal. So I definitely see probably some rape play in here, too, with the sedative. Definitely some medical, surgical play. And maybe some danger, like fucking explosions and gas and boom and stuff. So that should be interesting. Oh my god, I'm supposed to sing. I did not know this. Okay. Now, phrases. Whoa, whoa, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Whoa, whoa, here it comes. Listen, boy, I'll blow you up. Ha ha. Are you ready for your appointment? Wow, I wasn't supposed to sing that last one, but I was still in sing mode. Let me redo that. Are you ready for your appointment? Username, it can be an alias, but username rather than a username. Hello, sir. My name is Nurse Evelyn. What are we in for tonight? Oh, blood pressure check. Don't worry. I'll get you all pumped up. Are you pregnant? Oh, honey, don't you worry. You'll deflate as soon as I fully inflate you, and then you'll burst. It's different than traditional deflation. Once I'm through with you, your balloon will be deflated and limp and small, just like it were before it blew up. Oh, what's the matter, sweetheart? Feeling all blown up? Blow 'em up, Trisha. Cuff 'em up, Dana. I'm about to turn you into a blimp. I am blowing up your balloon. I am inflating you. I am jacking up your blood pressure. I'm going to completely drain you. I'm going to make you bigger than a bleached whale. I'm going to blow you up. I'm going to jack up your balloon. I'm going to make you pop. I'm going to make. Oh, I already read that one. That was dumb. I'm sorry. I'm going to pump you up. I'm going to take your energy, all of it. I'm going to completely drain you. Jody, do his blood pressure. Pump him up. Nadia, once you have your cuff on him, and I don't even. What? Nadia, once you have your cuff on him and the tubing is all hooked up, you're ready to pump him up. Do so. Pump him up. I way fucked that one up. Nadia, once you have him on. Wow, I really can't read this sentence like at all. Nadia, once you have your cuff on him and the tubing is all hooked up, and you're ready to pump him up, do so. Pump him up. Wow, I'm really bad at evil laugh. I'm really sorry. Oh no. I'm not stopping until you're as big as a house. Pump him up. Pump him up. Pump him up. Pump him up, Audrey. This is Janine. She's pregnant and has a very big belly. Won't stop, make you pop. I will blow your balloon up tonight. I'll get you tight and you're feeling all right. I can't sing, so this is horribly embarrassing. Tick tock on a clock, but you're coming, stop. No, blow, whoa, 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 blow, whoa, whoa. That was awful. Time to pump you up. I'm sorry, this is so bad for me. Time to pump you up. You look so bloated. Are you sure you're not pregnant? Sure look like you're pregnant. You're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Bonus questions. At the moment, do you have any balloons in your house, apartment, dorm room, etc.? If so, where do you keep them? When's the last time you used them? I don't have those. Before you begin, hold up a dangle in the neck and ask if you. No, I don't have that at all. Do you know how to do blood pressure? No, I don't, so I'm not even going to continue reading that. Now that you've finished this, do I see any. I think balloons were involved or something, and it was medical, and it was weird to me at least, just because I didn't really understand what was going on, and a lot of them were really repetitive, reading those phrases one after the other. But I definitely see someone really liking this fetish, probably you. The perfect fantasy for this person that would write something like this would definitely be going to the doctor's office and a naughty nurse wanting to take their blood pressure. And I think somewhere along the line they come. I don't know. It was a little confusing to me. I've never really read anything like that before. Oh, there's another bonus. Now that you saw the words and the phrases, re-answer these questions in the sexiest, most inflating way you can. I don't know if I can do that. This was pretty tough for me as it was. Especially since I still don't understand most of these. But I hope this worked out okay. Challenge accepted. Thanks.